everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Imamiisms.
Today's episode is going to be crazy. We tried to plan, not sure how well it went.
It did not go well.
Yeah, a lot of these plans are from literal months ago.
So this is us issuing a formal apology because good luck following along.
But we also have a congratulations to give you all because you have all been formally invited to the first ever and potentially annual Imami E Awards. Take it in, soak it all in.
Round of applause.
Yeah. And on that note, let's just get this award show started.
So a little bit of a background real quick. As some of you may or may not know, we're kind of in a pandemic right now.
What?
Yeah, and so during this quarantining period, we kind of watched a bunch of random stuff, and you can kind of tell based off of, like, the repetition and the similar themes throughout all of the things we'll be mentioning, but that doesn't mean that they don't deserve the award anyway.
I would also like to say that we actually do put some thought into these podcast episodes, and by that I mean I specifically planned this episode to be coming out the day it is because the Grammys are supposed to be on January 31st, but this whole I know I said it weird, but this whole pandemic thing is really screwing with me because now they got moved to some date that we don't even know. So just pretend that the rest of the world was as, like, on point as we are and just pretend like the Grammys are happening tomorrow.
Bottom line is, we did not screw up.
Exactly, for once.
Okay, now on that official note.
Yes.
Sabria, what is our first category?
Well, okay, note says funniest. But
funniest what? Who knows?
I'm guessing we meant movies because that's what it seems like. So, funniest movies, sort of like that we watched recently, but like a little bit of forever. I don't know.
For the funniest movies that we could think of at the time that we were coming up with the list.
Months ago, again. Just thought I'd throw back that back in there. So, we don't have any, like, famous people to come do the whole announcement, so you guys are stuck with us. Zainab, do you want to do the read the nominees and the awards?
Okay, also, we're really indecisive, so kind of all the nominees automatically win the awards.
We're an all-inclusive, happy, really nice award show.
Yes, I don't like seeing people sad.
Exactly.
So for funniest movie, I guess, we picked two. We picked Psych the movie, and Sabria picked Jojo Rabbit.
Okay, that's literally fake news. We both came up with this. She just doesn't remember because it was forever ago.
I literally said 10 minutes ago, I don't think we can put Jojo Rabbit under this category.
Anybody who's seen it will understand that when we say it's, like, the funniest movie, we mean, like, the first half. Obviously, you don't mean the second half. Who could ever think that's funny?
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Okay, anything where Taika Waititi is Hitler, like, deserves to be on the funniest movie award.
Okay, it's fine. But yes. It was funny, and seeing Taika Waititi play Hitler was nuts, and everything about
that the first half aspect of that movie, it was great, hilarious.
And then Psych the movie was just...
I'm guessing we meant the original, but could have been the second one.
I think we meant the second one, because that's what we watched recently.
Probably.
Because of its nostalgia, and because there's just something about Sean and Gus' humor that...
And Woody, because I remember there was a thing about him, like, they thought he ate a finger or something like that.
And nobody was surprised.
I love how this award show is so, like, we know what we're talking about.
I know, don't we always?
Yeah. Okay, next category! The next category is, did I sound like an announcer?
You kind of did!
Thank you. Action movies. I guess we should say, like, best action. Like, there needs to be some, like, ist thing
that
to it.
That makes it an award.
The actionist movies.
Yes. Not the best action movie. The actioniest action movie.
Oh, that
movie.
Sounds better, yeah.
Thank you.
So this has five nominees, and what, three of them are franchises? Because, again, we don't like to pick things, and we're very indecisive.
Yeah, and, yep. So, in actuality, there's probably, like, 25 movies nominated, if you think about it.
Yeah, but we're just gonna go with it, because that's how we are.
What are the nominees for most actioniest action movie?
Lovely.
Thank you.
The James Bonds, and by that, of course, we mean all of them but the second one, because Quantum Solace wasn't good.
Yeah, if anybody understood that movie, please text me, because I literally did not.
Yes, that's, yeah. Okay, next, Speed. Oh, this was when we watched Speed.
We watched this movie on a random day because it was on TV, and I'm pretty sure it was my first official movie with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It was a good movie, actually.
It was a good movie. It was better than I was thinking. Wasn't this Sandra Bullock's, like, first big movie?
Fun fact, actually, I got my Letterboxd year in review, and my most watched actor slash actress of the year was Sandra Bullock. Never would have guessed.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know. It's because I watched a whole bunch of those, like, random, like, rom-coms and Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next nominee slash winner is just all of the MCU.
Yeah. That's what Sabria did.
Enough said. Let's move on.
Okay, and then what's the next franchise you picked, Sabria?
I think we both picked this because we had just watched one of them.
It's okay, I'll blame you.
Blame? Okay. We're giving it credit.
Go ahead.
Indiana Jones, again, all of them, although, like, really was the last one good?
I don't remember the last one.
So that's a no. And our final nom winner is...
Xana? Birds of Prey. For actioniest action movie, because I loved that movie and the action in it. And I strive, if I ever have to fight someone or beat someone up or steal something, I aspire to do it in the way that Harley Quinn did.
So on roller skates.
With glitter.
Okay. I'm sure our parents would be so proud.
I mean, it could be worse.
Daddy watched this movie and was like, it wasn't even good. And Xana was like, are you kidding me? She got really defensive.
Because it deserves defending.
Okay, actually, that's a really good segue into the next category.
This next category is the hashtag girl power category. What does that mean? It means the movie with the most girl power in it. So, the first nominee winner is Birds of Prey featuring Harley Quinn, who is my role model.
Literal disappointment, I'm sure, but that's okay.
Next,
movie number two. Little Women, featuring the Little Women.
Oh my god.
All of the March sisters, and Marmee, and Aunt March, even though she's a little nutty, all hashtag girl powery.
I know none of them.
She knows nothing.
So the next movie Sabrina put was Black Widow. You see how I ignored that comment completely?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I love how we put that even though we haven't seen it yet, because we just know. We just know.
It was supposed to come out like 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, in the year 21. I hate us so much.
Oh my god. You know what? Whatever. Move on.
Get back up.
The next movie is... Okay, no, side note. When Black Widow comes out, I'm sure our... It's like... You know how it's... It's like a... Oh god. It's like a pre-humus award. Not posthumous, but yes, pre-humus.
But there's no death.
I know, but it's before it was released, so I feel like it's the opposite.
You could have said the pre-release.
So are all awards pre-humus?
I literally hate you so much. Just go to the next movie.
Okay. The next girl power movie is Miss Congeniality, also starring Sandra Bullock as Gracie Hart / Gracie Lee Freebush? Yeah, that was her undercover name.
I think that was the first time I had fully watched that movie whenever we watched it.
I've seen the movie so many times. I love it.
It's a good movie. Next is another hashtag girl powery movie. Nama winner. And this would be Legally Blonde.
Fantastic movie.
Elle Woods is who I strive to be. Okay, look at that. Xana wants to be Harley Quinn, and I want to be Elle Woods. Do you hear that, Mom? You hear that, Dad? Which one's your favorite? Yes, me.
What? Like, it's hard?
Okay, it's not like they listen to this podcast anyway.
I know.
Okay, go to the next one.
I expect Disney to be listening to this. The next one is Charlie's Angels. But don't be confused, dear listeners. It's not the original show.
We're not purists.
It's not the movies from 2000s. No, it's the one from 2019. Yes, that is the one we're talking about.
Do you have anything to add?
I think it was underappreciated. I think it's another thing where it was just like...
People are sexist.
Oh, no. I just like watching people fight in movies.
But that's it's true. Also, go read my review about it. Just saying. Just shameless plug.
Mm-hmm.
And next.
Probably the most important one. TBH.
Yeah, actually fair. And that would be...
Frozen 2. If you know me, you know how much I love this movie. And so you're not surprised that I added this to this list.
It deserves to be on here.
I know. You don't have to convince me.
I'm just saying it.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I add a TV show really fast?
It depends on what the TV show is.
It's because I just started watching Buffy. I figured Norni would appreciate this little addition. Literally 6.5 episodes in because I don't watch it unless I'm on the treadmill. But she's girl power. So is Willow, actually. I was thinking about that, too. She's girl power, too, but in the opposite way or a different way. So, yeah, that's my little addition.
There are our Winnemanese. Okay, moving on. What's next?
I don't even know. Where are we going now?
Okay, so the next bullet point on our notes, it literally just says, La La Land, LOL, JK. I'm pretty sure that was me. What the category was? No idea. But I thought you should all know that nonetheless.
And the bullet point after that just says worst. We don't know what that was for either.
But the next salvageable point is the most bingeable of TV shows.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I would just like to say there are probably a bajillion other ones on here that we just didn't mention. But again, this is like a very specific time in our lives that we wrote this.
Yes.
So, number one, first Nama winner-y is Community.
We watched 4 seasons of Community.
About, I think.
And the first 3 seasons were fantastic.
And we watched those, like, scarily fast.
I cackled. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
I feel like that was my humor, like, my niche humor.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of people actually don't think that Community humor is funny, because it's a very specific kind of funny, but it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very meta.
Yes.
I loved it.
I'm so proud of you for knowing that word.
Hashtag, what, 6 seasons and
Communists.
That's not what I was saying.
I told Xanam the other day that I learned on Pinterest that Community fans are called communists. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
And I was saying, hashtag 6 seasons and a Netflix movie. So,
wow, our minds went to different places. Let's move on.
The next show we picked was Big Bang Theory because we watched that whole thing in a couple of months, I think.
We didn't technically watch the whole thing, I guess.
We really watched like 98.75% of it.
Yeah. And we actually, like, all of us watched it. Like, Daddy would be like, oh, we can't watch. And then he would sit and watch because he would get the humor. It's like nerd humor. He knew it.
Yeah. But I cried.
Kobayashi Maru.
Why did you remember that?
Although, that actually, side note, I was watching Young Sheldon and he was explaining it to Meemaw. He was like, it's the Kobayashi Maru. And then later on, Mary was like, why do you know that? And she says something that is not that at all. She totally says it completely wrong. She's like, what did she say? It's like the, I don't know. It's a disaster, but it's really funny. And I think that really just fits the way we are right now. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
I cried during the last episode.
Me too.
I was like, oh my God, Sheldon did so much growing and now we're done.
Also, I just watched the episode with his graduation, so it's like the, you know, next, I will take this one.
Yeah, I did not watch this one at all.
The Great British Bake Off. I feel like it really needs no introduction. Everybody knows it.
I don't understand the appeal of cooking shows to begin with.
This one is a very special cooking show because somehow, even though everyone is stressed and crying, it is so relaxing. The nice little cheery music and just the British accents. Like,
I believe the British accent.
Yeah. It's just a good show. And even though the hosts have changed, still really salty. And I don't really like Paul Hollywood. Really don't like Paul Hollywood. It's a good show.
Okay.
Next.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Our next bingeable-ist show is Big Time Rush. Oh my God. We watched 4 seasons of Big Time Rush in like 4.5 days.
Yes. It was the best 4.5 days literally ever.
We literally watched season 2 and season 3 it was like season 2 in one day and season 3 the next day.
Yeah. Literally one of the best shows.
Fantastic. It stuck with me again because we used to watch this. But it stuck with me this time so much, I literally ran my half marathon to songs from Big Time Rush.
It is, again, like a very specific kind of humor, but it's like the best.
Yeah.
The best kind of humor.
I know. And nobody else is going to believe us.
Just take it.
Just trust us.
We're right.
That's, yep.
Literally the tagline of our podcast. Yeah.
Okay. And last but not least.
What are you gonna
Simpsons. There we go. I got
perfect.
It. The next one is
High School Musical, the musical series.
There may only be one season out right now, but we watched that one season in like 2 days.
I watched it before we watched it all.
I watched it in like 2 days.
No, I also watched it. I remember I was in my dorm and Sophia was like, what are you watching? And I told her. And she's like, really? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I can't stop. I was like, it's just so good.
Oh my gosh. I remember this because we went to our super secret study spot.
And I was telling you all about it.
Yes.
And you didn't believe me when I said it was going
to
be good.
I was like, Allison was watching it in the apartment and she was like, people came over to watch with her. And I was like, what is going on? And then quarantine happened and I watched it on like the first 2 days of quarantine.
Yeah. It was, we're very excited for season two despite the drama, which there may or may not be a whole podcast episode dedicated to in the future. We'll
see. It depends. It's pending.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I hate us.
I do too.
Okay, so this next category is best duo. And I don't know why, but we tend to notice duos very prominently.
It's probably because we are a best duo.
We are the best duo. Exactly. And Yusuf is part of our duo. I feel bad leaving him out. I know, but I feel bad leaving him out.
I'd not be a duo.
He's like an honorary member of our duo.
He's our mascot.
He's our How does that work? How does that make more sense than what I said?
You said he's a third of our duo. We did warn you this is going to be a disaster. Continue.
Okay, so the next category is best duo. So, you want to go first?
Yes. Best duo, number one. Namori Norim.
Uh-huh.
Raj and Howard from The Big Bang Theory.
They're so funny. They had such, like, a wholesome friendship.
I remember one specific episode. I don't remember what was happening. I think he was one of them was trying to, like, move, and he was at an airport. And then the other one was, like, did the whole, like, I'm just your best friend, like, standing in front of you.
No,
thing.
He was like, I'm just a boy standing in front of another boy or something. Yeah. Or no, because Raj loved rom-coms. And so when Howard went to him at the airport, Raj was like, so are you saying that you're just a boy standing in front of another boy? And it was so funny.
Again, very specific humor, but it's good. It's good.
The next one. Oh,
iconic.
This is classic. This is literally from when I was probably 7 or 8 years old.
And it's lasted this long.
Mm-hmm. Sean and Gus.
I feel like there's no explanation even necessary.
There's not. Every duo I feel like has a Sean-ish and every duo has a Gus-ish.
I feel like subconsciously I compare duos. Like they're like the peak duo and I compare all other duos to them.
Interesting.
You know, like they're just the goodest.
Oh, God.
Next up.
Aren't you supposed to be majoring in English?
And?
That's horrendous to hear.
Next up. Also from Big Bang Theory, Sheldon and Leonard.
Can I just put in my favorite thing that's a new development?
His kid.
Yeah. In the last episode of Young Sheldon, Sheldon was like, something about my son, Leonard. And everybody's like, oh, that's so cute. He named his son after Leonard. And then he's like, Amy wouldn't let me name him out, or wouldn't let me make his middle name Nimoy or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, but I feel like that's their. That's
it also their... is right. It's how they are. They're so good. I love them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will say personally, they're not as good a duo as the next duo.
Oh, I agree.
Go ahead.
The next duo is also from Big Bang Theory, and it's Sheldon and Penny.
I think they're the best duo of the show.
I agree. I think it's just, like, the whole, like, opposites thing.
The romantic relationships aren't nearly as good as Sheldon
and Penny.
So funny. Every time she sings Soft Kitty.
Soft Kitty. Yeah. Warm Kitty.
Yep. It's just, it's good. They're fun. And, like, yeah, complete opposites. So it works. And I love when he does, like, the knock, 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 and she does the knock, knock, knock back.
And he's confused and he's like, harder.
Okay, next up is, this is, again, very specific time in our lives. Mama was watching Raymond.
It's called Everybody Loves Raymond.
We've been calling it Raymond.
I never did that.
Oh, okay. This duo, I feel like, isn't always on the same team. Is rarely ever on the same team, but.
That's the thing. They, like, balance.
Yes. And that would be Frank and Marie.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like if you know, you know, but if you don't know, we can't explain.
They're hilarious. That's just all there is to say. And also, from Raymond. Do you want me to do this one too?
Yeah.
Marie and Deborah. Also very rarely on the same side. But
when
Yeah. First, when they are, then like, be careful. I feel bad for Raymond sometimes, but then also he deserves it sometimes.
All the time.
But the episodes where it's like very Marie and Deborah centric are always like the funniest ones, the best ones, without a doubt.
The next one is Reba and Barbara Jean from Reba. And oh my God. Okay, first of all, their in real life friendship
best
is
friends.
Iconic.
Hilarious.
Barbara Jean was on Baby Daddy on ABC Family, and Reba guest starred, and they spun the story from Reba to continue. It was so well done. Beautiful. Yeah. Love it. And it's just such a funny relationship on the show.
I love when Reba realizes that Barbara Jean is her best friend.
Oh, I know.
It's too good. Next one is, like, a very classic duo. Like, I think a lot of times when people think duo, they kind of subconsciously think this. R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Duh.
Duh.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also Star Wars. Should I do this one? Poe and Finn. Xanab and I, remember we were watching Rise of Skywalker, and they did, like, the general, and Xanab was like, that's us. And I was
Yeah. This is a really side note thing, but I really wanted, when Joe Biden got elected for president, for him and Barack Obama to just be like, Mr. President, I'm really sad it didn't happen.
Maybe we just didn't see it. Maybe they just didn't record it.
I feel like that would have blown up the internet. I'm really sad, Sabria.
Maybe it was, like, the, unofficial thing, like, as soon as it happened.
Okay.
Barack Obama.
I just hope maybe it happens soon. Ever. I would be really happy. Please. Please make this happen, world.
Next.
The next one are James and Carlos from Big Time Rush. And I don't know why amongst the four of them that those two became the duo, but they just
It's because they're both the nuttiest
ones. They're nuts.
Ones.
Yes. And in different ways.
Yeah.
But yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
And finally,
Troy and Abed in the morning. I hate us. I hate us so much.
You know what? I think I also hate us, but we had to do it.
So, obviously, the last duo is Troy and Abed from Community. And I think they are the duo that we aspire to be. They have their own morning show. They have their own
podcast.
We're
working towards that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How can we fit our names in that?
I think they're like the purest. They're just so...
I love the episode, the Freaky Friday episode.
That was a crazy episode because it's like you just know. They just know each other so well.
They're good. And you could tell like that the actors are friends and stuff like that. You could tell that from that whole cast. Shifting gears a little bit, we're going to move on from the whole movie TV deal and go to music and people who disagree with our music taste.
You're wrong.
Exactly. I love how you're saying that.
You're welcome.
So, first category on our list from forever ago. Danceable.
I promise you, no one is going to be surprised by these ones that we pick.
I feel like there are definitely other ones we could have picked, but these are like, these sum us up.
I literally, if I'm sitting, I stand up to dance to them.
So, number one, Big Time Rush. No doubt.
Obviously.
Duh. Literally, I'm sure if you guys can tell based on the previous things we said about them, it's just more evidence.
Yeah. Again, I ran a half marathon to them.
Halfway there.
I ran a half marathon to all of these ones, actually.
Halfway there is a good one.
I put that in my 6.5 mile marker.
What else is there? What's like the danceablest?
Nothing even matters.
That's a good one. And Big Time Rush.
Yes.
Mama was singing the song today.
Stop.
She did like the yeah.
Oh my God, I apologize.
Neither
of us can sing.
Oh, okay, for the singing, not for what we're saying.
Oh, yeah, for, like, the damage the being quality. Done to these people's ears.
Okay, next. Also, no surprise to literally anyone, One Direction.
Oh, my goodness. One Direction single-handedly got me through finals of winter 2019. I would not have survived otherwise. Literally every single morning, I texted Sabria, and I'm like, Sabria, Little White Lies is the best song ever.
Little White
every
Lies
every morning
is the
Sabria
best song
got that
ever.
Text while I was writing my three papers.
And I think every morning
exam.
I was like, yes, just like, I know, this is fact. We already knew this, because it is. It's just the best song ever.
Wow! You deserve a high five for that.
Thank you!
Okay.
I think before we get to, like, our final one, I'd like to have a little honorable mention for the musicals.
Oh, that's a good, yeah.
I mean, Hamilton, they're all different kinds of danceable, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Hamilton is one kind of dance, and Six is, like, a whole nother kind of dance.
Six also got me through
finals. And, like, Heathers is a whole different kind of dance. But they're all
and in the
danceably
Heights.
Danceable. Yes. Mm-hmm. There's another one. Bring It On.
Bring It On.
You guys have seen our dance, some of you.
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. And finally, last, but certainly not least.
To no one's surprise, I'm sure.
Is Taylor Swift. Can I just put in a little story?
Yes.
I don't know why, but I have been playing only Taylor Swift. I know, like, that's not the I don't know why.
Yeah,
but I've only been playing Taylor Swift in the car. I've been playing her at exactly 16 on the volume because that's loud enough for me not to hear myself singing, but also I can hear her. And I don't know if anybody outside of the car can hear, but that doesn't matter. But I can scream, sing, and have dance parties in the car to Taylor Swift, and it is the most, like, endorphin-inducing experience of my life.
Can we also have a moment of silence for the fact that Cruel Summer was never a single?
I can't be quiet for that long.
That was the moment of silence. The only one you'll get on this whole podcast. Okay. On a very, very opposite of danceable note, what am I trying to say?
The opposite award of the songs that's most likely to make us cry.
We only have two listed, but there are probably others.
More. I literally have an entire playlist for this.
Yeah, I think a lot of, like, Folklore and Evermore could be on this list in general. But, I mean, like, Champagne Problems is so sad.
Yeah,
but the one
made me cry.
The one Taylor Swift song that we highlighted is Betty.
I made a mistake of running to this the first time I heard the song. And I was like, why is my face wet while I'm outside running, like, 4 miles? And it was because of the song. I was not expecting it. It's not a runnable song.
It's also, like, one of the best ones on the album, like, hands down. And the other cryable song that we picked is from a musical, and it is Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story. Insert Xana giving her a little anecdote about me crying.
Oh,
in
my
the
God. Do you want me to?
What's the word I'm looking for? In, like, the real
in the theater.
Yeah. Okay. Long story short.
It was a bad time.
That actually sums it up.
I love when I'm perfect like
that. Oh, shut up. I cried when this song was happening. In Hamilton, I had never listened to it before, and Xanam never fails to be like, you were so loud. And I was, like, literally mourning here. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It is a sad song. But I also can't listen to the other one. It's Quiet Uptown.
Oh.
I have to forward that every time because
why didn't we put that on this list?
I don't know because we're
That's
dumb.
Actually arguably sadder, but
I know.
Who Lives, Who Tells Your Story? Like, we had to highlight because it's, like, the end.
Yeah. I understand.
Okay.
The next category is the best country music, and this is...
I would just like to say, those of you who don't like country music, you're wrong, but also just listen with an open mind. You make us listen to your music. It's only fair. We're not even playing it. We're just talking.
You might hear us sing it a little bit, though, so...
You should be used to that.
Yeah. So the first one is Before He Cheats, just because it's...
This is one of those songs that people who don't like country music, even they like, because it is that iconic.
This is... Yes.
That's just it. Oh, it just is.
I'm just holding in the singing so hard. This is really hard for me.
We'll just go have a dance party after this.
Okay. The next one is How Not To by Dan and Shay. And nobody else is going to understand this. But for some reason, this is just a song that became Sabria and my song. Like, I can't listen to it if she's not there because it's weird.
It's also weird because, like, why did this become I don't know. I just start to... When Xana plays songs, I just learn them all, whether I really mean to or not. But for some reason, this became, like, the song.
Yeah.
To the point that, like, we would sing it, and then Mama actually heard it once. She was like, you guys, this is not how I thought this song would sound based off of how you sing it.
She also said that on the next song. The next
the
song.
The hernia song.
Huh?
The hernia song.
Stop. The next song is Hurricane by Luke Combs. This is just the catchiest song ever.
And also, we have an autographed photo of him.
We have
him.
Two
autographed
photos. I took both
photos.
Of them.
They're over there somewhere, aren't they? Somehow Daddy's, like, patient knew him or something.
I'm not gonna complain.
We like those connections.
One time, when we're babysitting Yusuf sometimes, all we do is watch music videos on TV. And so we were watching the Hurricane music video once, and Sabrina went on IMDb. And so obviously it's, like, a country song. So there's a guy and a girl, and under the
Well, the lyric is like, what is it?
And you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without
That wasn't the part I was going for. But it was like
came
the,
like a hurricane.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be a metaphor, but IMDb and whoever made this took it very literally. And they have it cast, so the girl is named the Hurricane. Just thought you guys would find that interesting.
I died. It was so funny.
I say this is the next one we should do. This is a great song.
This is a great song. It's just, like, it's danceable. It's fun. But it's adorable.
Yeah.
And, okay, this song and the next song are both Thomas Rhett songs.
Tommy. We're friends.
Yeah, that's honestly what we call him at home.
I forget his name is Thomas sometimes.
But they are both his songs. He wrote them about his wife, who we also love.
They're very cute.
So the first one is Unforgettable.
Very cute.
Yes. And then the next one is Get Me Some of That. I don't know why. I just randomly found this song one day, yeah. Like years after the album came out, years after I had other songs from the album, and I was watching the music video.
I remember that because it's weird because, like, the music video was him, like, at a concert or something, and he was singing. But, and so you think the story's about the two teenagers, and it's, like, this guy and this girl, and then it ends with Thomas Rhett seeing his wife in the crowd, and it's like, oh, I remember the moment we saw it, we were like, yes! Oh my goodness.
We fangirled.
Yeah. They're really cute. What can I say?
Okay, the last song, again, nobody's going to understand this.
I would also like to just preemptively say this connects to one of my greatest regrets in life.
My greatest regret as well. So, it's called Home Alone Tonight. And this is Sabria and my...
Wait, who's it by? Bryan, and what's her name?
Karen Fairchild.
There you go.
This is Sabria and my designated karaoke song. This has been our... We don't go karaoke-ing very often.
We should.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, it's our designated karaoke song. And it has been our designated karaoke song for years. Just on the off chance that, who knows, one day, like, there's going to be an opportunity to sing karaoke. And we're ready. And then, when the opportunity presented itself to randomly sing karaoke in the middle of the airport, guess what we did?
That happened.
We sang Love Story by Taylor Swift.
Of course. Iconic. Yeah, amazing.
But Sabrina, we're never going to get this chance
ever
again.
It was so weird, too, because, like, we got off the stage, and literally, like, within a minute, Zanna was like, why didn't we sing Home Alone tonight?
Yeah, so if anybody ever has some random karaoke opportunities while they're out with us, please remind us, because we can't be trusted to do it ourselves.
It's really a shame. I'm very embarrassing.
I'm very sad about this still.
And actually, that connects perfectly to our next category, which is our greatest duets.
If you want to hear us do it.
We'll do it all the time.
Yeah.
So first one's obviously Home Alone Tonight.
Not that we ever got the chance to duet it, but
we informally duet it, like, all the time. Like, we're good. We have assigned parts.
Mm-hmm.
Next. You Belong With Me.
Oh, whoops.
Sorry. I just got excited.
I know. Okay, go ahead.
It's just, I mean, it's You Belong With Me. Like,
how can you not?
This isn't even meant to be a duet, obviously.
It's not. It's literally just Sabria and me screaming the whole song the whole time.
This is Sabria screaming the words correctly and Zanna knowing 87% of the song.
Whatever.
And we, like, do the claps on time and everything. To the point that, like, Mama and I were singing it the other day, and I think she knew to do the claps, too. So, like, basically, we have
changed
the world.
There was one time Sabrina was singing it or playing it on the piano downstairs, and I was in my room, and I heard it, and I clapped.
And I could hear it.
Yeah.
And I started laughing, yeah. Final duet. We're going back to Big Time Rush. This is... Is there even a way to introduce this song?
This song is worldwide, and let me tell you... Sabrina and I can duet this song like nobody's business.
We're really good. We are.
I know. You don't have to convince
me. No, I'm just saying. And this is like a song that has like touched the hearts of many people our age who watched Big Time Rush. It's very meaningful, very impactful, heartbreaking, deep.
And that's why we sing it.
Exactly.
Okay, I think that's the end of our I think that's the end of our music section.
And now, we're going to get to the best. Hypothetically? Is that what I meant to say?
Is definitively.
Arguably. But yeah,
no, okay. Definitively.
The best category.
Are you ready?
For the best part.
I'm so excited.
This is going to be so good.
Okay. Should we explain or just...
I think we have to preface it a little bit. We have this written as the superlative section, but really I like to think of it as us giving imami ease to all of our guest stars, which includes us for some reason.
A guest star every week.
That's true. So every single person that's ever been on this podcast.
Are you ready?
You've just been given an award.
You will be getting an imami.
Yes.
like, which is the highest honor that you will ever get.
Yeah. It's what, like, the real stars try to achieve.
Exactly.
Let's just go. Start with Zanub. I'm sure it'll be no surprise to anyone this award that she gets.
This is rude.
Zanub, you get the loudest award. Do you have a speech?
I would just like to say that I have to be loud, especially in this household. Otherwise, I don't get heard. Mama already doesn't hear half of what I say. And everybody else is always talking, so this is how I get heard. You're welcome. Also, remember when this served me well when I was a goalie?
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, well, at least being loud is better than being the one who talks the most,
Sabria. I'd like to thank the Academy. And I don't know. I don't want to thank Zanub, just the Academy.
Okay, you should thank Zanub. She's the only one who listens to everything you say.
I guess that's fair, but I'm mad at you, so I'm just going to move on.
Why?
Moving right on along. I don't know if that's real.
Mama.
Oh my God.
If you're listening to this, which I'm pretty sure you don't, but whatever, you get the Imami E called the Told You So Award.
Now take that how you want to.
Yes. This is not an admission that you're always right, because it's not accurate.
Despite that card that says differently.
But, yeah, that's all I've got. I'm trying not to get in trouble.
Yeah, could you see how I stopped talking and you kept going?
Oh my gosh.
Daddy, we're giving you a very special Imami E. Maybe we should call it Imamli E.
Maybe.
It is the Darth Vader Award.
And if you didn't hear that, it's Darth Vader.
Yeah. You understand.
It's self-explanatory.
Exactly.
Okay, next.
Yusuf.
Yusuf,
you get the
I Don't Cur Award. Again.
Self-explanatory.
Right? Everybody understands what's going on.
And if you don't, go listen to our Yusuf versus Everyone podcast. That's pretty, like, good evidence for that, right?
Noni.
I'm sure you will not be surprised.
But I think you will still be pleased.
Yeah, even though we, like, tell you every time.
Mm-hmm.
You get the Coolest Aunt Award. The Coolest Aunt Imami?
Yeah.
Because you're the coolest aunt.
The doy. I really wanted to put that in the community section. I was literally going to go back and find a place to cut it in.
Moving on. Mamu, you're going to hate this award.
But it's still...
It's accurate.
It is accurate. And even though you're going to hate it, you should still feel honored because of how much we love it.
Exactly. Mamu, you get the Reminds Us of Taylor Swift the Most Award.
Yep.
Self-explanatory yet again.
Who's Taylor Swift anyway? Okay. Children, I don't even know if you listen to this.
Moni's kids, if that wasn't clear, not just random children from Chile listening. Noni's kids get... I think one of the most prestigious Imamis in existence.
Yeah. You get the Best Guest Stars Award.
Now, all other guest stars don't get offended because it's just the truth.
You should go and listen to that episode because that also was a train wreck. Just like us.
Yes. Okay, final four Imamis. They go to our four friend guest stars. Austin is up first.
Austin, you are being awarded with the Rossiest Imami E Award. And for those of you who know what that means, I think you would agree.
Yeah, okay. Continue. You're next.
Okay. Next is Andreas. You are getting the All Right, All Right, All Right Award, because I guess you're kind of all right.
Yeah. You've actually been on two of our podcast episodes, and I think that's... Oh, wait, no. So have a couple other people. Okay, I take back what I said. Let's keep going.
Next is Allison. Allison, you're getting the They Just Can't Prove It Award, and I believe that you will understand all of the meanings behind that.
Yeah, whether you want to or not. I can't discuss it
on the podcast, but...
Plausible deniability.
You know.
And finally, Sophia, you are being awarded the Chaotic Sophia Energy Imami E. I think it's hard to sum up or explain, but I'm sure you know what you mean. What we mean, Zanub definitely knows what I mean.
I love this award, and I think no one deserves it more than you, Sophia.
I think Zanub wishes she could have won this award.
Yes, I wish I had the stories that you do and the life experiences.
Yeah, I think everyone does. Although, I don't know. It's a rough life sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, there you have it. The first annual-ish Imani E Awards.
We'll see annual. We're going to do this again.
Can we just talk about the fact that we've actually been doing this podcast for almost an entire year?
I know.
Isn't that terrifying? It's
literally crazy.
I'm pretty sure nobody believed that we would stick to it.
I didn't believe we would stick
honestly,
to it.
Honestly, neither did I.
After the first one, because it took us so long to edit it, we did not edit it.
We were, like, do you remember? It was, like, 45 minutes of footage that we spent, like, 10 and a half minutes editing this.
It was over an hour because it was almost 2 hours long and you deleted it. In case anyone wants the MCU episode, you can't find it because we have no idea where it is. But the real ones, the real fans, you guys have already listened to it.
Yeah.
Anyone who hasn't, you're not a real fan.
Exactly.
Mom.
And I wasn't worried about getting in trouble. Okay, so this was actually our season finale.
I know, there's no outtakes episodes, partly because I deleted some.
I'm so upset. Don't even get me started.
Shut up. Partly because we have resorted to a new way of podcasting that doesn't really let there be as many outtakes, and it's, like, harder to do.
But that's why our episodes have been more chaotic than usual.
I was gonna say more, like, organized, but...
That is not what I was thinking. We just leave our outtakes in the episodes.
That's true. So I hope you enjoyed the season finale. We'll be coming back in like a month and a half-ish. I know you guys are all thinking, what am I going to do without having Imamiisms every other week? And the answer is, I don't know what to tell you.
You can always call us if we know you, I guess.
People in Chile, please don't call us.
Oh my god, okay, on that note.
Bye,
bye.
We're gonna go eat pizza.
Okay, bye.
It'll work. I think it's on.